Let's get to Andrew Freres, our guest. Andrew is the CEO of eCognosis Advisory, on the line from Hong Kong. Andrew, I'll be very blunt. Is China, based on what you heard coming out of the Party Congress, uninvestable?
Uninvestable? On certain ways, it is very investable for domestic consumption, in both in terms of consumer durables and consumer new durables. It might be for the time being uninvestable whilst the thing really clears out, and this might take quite a while for exactly what the policies mean as far as tech is concerned and as far as pure foreign investment is concerned, but it's definitely not uninvestable as far as domestics is concerned. And I do believe that China is going to develop one of the biggest domestic tourist markets in the world, that to match the United States. Why? Because I do believe that under the existing COVID policies, foreign travel is going to be almost impossible for quite a while yet. Therefore, the Chinese, instead of traveling overseas, they will travel domestically. So there is a lot of places where there are investment opportunities, despite the fact that the reaction was correct as far as the foreign investment is concerned.
So in the rest of Asia, for foreign investors, where would you recommend looking?
Well, first, I want to differentiate very strongly between some Asian markets. For example, Jakarta, Singapore, and India, their year-to-date down by less than 10%. It's an exceptionally good performance compared to S&P, which is 20, and Taiwan, which is minus 40. Okay, all of them are talking about minuses. Okay, so there are markets that they are interesting to look at. The second point is given that this is it's a generalized sell-off, there's no point in saying, well, you know, we're going to avoid tax and we're going to consider something else. I'm taking one particular sector, and that is defense sector. And surprisingly enough, Asia has got an excellent defense sector, both in Japan, in South Korea, and in India, that are investable, and they are worth looking at. And the same thing, of course, as far as United States and Europe is concerned, because defense spending is going up as if there is no tomorrow. This has been completely ignored by the market so far. And it will stay up whilst China, at least apparently for some observers, is becoming tougher as far as the region is concerned in the United States.
Well, let me pick up on that, Andrew. I mean, as it relates to the ban on high technology in the semiconductor industry, that's U.S. ban on technology going into the Chinese market. Does China struggle to make up by looking to other folks in the Asia Pacific that have maybe a technology that they can benefit from?
Well, the biggest one is South Korea, and South Korea has already complied very, very closely with what the United States want. The second one is Taiwan, and that is almost a kind of a joke here, that Taiwanese will be helping the Chinese, although there is an enormous amount of Taiwanese investment in China on microchips, but not necessarily on the high quality, high density microchips. And of course, the other major microchip producer is Japan. So China is going to find it very difficult to get a sympathetic hearing, at least locally in Asia.
Very quickly, in 30 seconds or so, does that significantly hold back advancement of very sophisticated technology for China?
There are two parts here. One is to have the equipment to make them. Okay, in other words, have the machines to make the high-quality chips. And the other one is to somehow source them. And China can always, of course, try now invest in order making the machines that making the microchips. Okay, and that's going to take quite a while.
Andrew, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Andrew Freres is the CEO of eCognosis Advisory, joining us here on Daybreak Asia.